welcome to the Sea Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to start our songs off today with a song called Bubbles. You can make the sign for bubbles by opening and closing your hands up in the air before you, like little bubbles popping. Bubbles, bubbles. I like to play with bubbles. Open and close your fingers quickly.
Bubbles, bubbles. I like to play with bubbles. Jesus must like pretty things because he made a bubble. Bubbles, bubbles. I like to play with bubbles. Jesus must like pretty things because he made a bubble.
Our next song is called Whisper a Prayer. Every time we say prayer in this song, put your hands together like praying hands. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer in the evening to keep your hearts in tune. And then in the next verse, you can point up every time we say God, point up to heaven.
Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon.
Our Bible story from this week, I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the question. Can you do that? Question 1. What did Daniel do when he was told no one was allowed to pray to God?
He prayed.
He prayed anyways. He wasn't going to stop talking to his loved God, and neither should we. Question number 2. Daniel was thrown into a dangerous lion's den. Why did the lions not hurt him?
Because Jesus was there. He sent angels to close the lion's mouth.
An angel shut the lion's mouth. Question number 3. Should we obey people when they tell us to disobey God? Or should we always obey God?
We should always obey God.
That's right. We should always obey God, no matter what. Our lesson today is lions. Isaiah 11, verse 6.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb.
The leopard shall lie down with the young goat.
The calf and young lion and the fatling together.
Our mother's child shall eat them.
Lions are the second biggest kind of cat in the whole world. If you have a kitty cat at home, it's a whole lot bigger. In the cat family, only tigers are bigger than lions. A daddy lion weighs about 400 pounds. That's the size of 2 full-grown men. Mommy lions, or lionesses, are almost as big. A lion can roar very loudly.
Roar.
So loud that the roar can be heard 5 miles away. 5 miles would be a really big, big walk. You can tell a daddy lion because he has a big mane. That's the hair that surrounds his face. The lionesses like it when the daddy's mane is dark. The darker the mane, the better they like him. Lions can run very fast, up to 50 miles an hour. That's as fast as cars may go on very busy roads. The lions can't run fast for very long. After a short time, they need to stop and rest. Resting is something the lions are really good at. They love to sleep. Lions may sleep as many as 20 hours a day. Did you know there's only 24 hours a day? That means the lion's only awake for about 4 hours, but sleeps for 20. Lions also like to hunt food. Because they're better at it, the lionesses do most of the hunting. That makes me think of in your home. Oftentimes, it's the mommies who do most of the cooking. Sometimes the daddies do it too. And we're thankful when they do a good job, but the mommies do a lot of it. Lions like to live with other lions in large groups called prides. A pride usually has some daddy lions and a lot of female lions, the lionesses, and their cubs. They like to be with other lions. Do you like to be with other people? I do. Why wouldn't a lion make a good pet? Because they're really dangerous. Things will be different in heaven. In heaven, you'll be able to play with a lion. Won't that be wonderful? Someday when Jesus comes back and you're in heaven, what would you like to do with a lion?
Play with it and maybe ride on it.
Ride on them.
Ride on them? And what else?
Pet them.
And what do you think you would feed a lion in heaven?
Watermelon.
I'd like to pet one, maybe snuggle up with one. And if it's big enough, maybe even ride it. I'm so glad that in heaven, they won't be dangerous anymore. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Daniel 6:22. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Shut the lion's mouth, shut the lion's mouth. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Daniel 6:22. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Shut the lion's mouth, shut the lion's mouth. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Daniel 6:22.
I'm so glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we're going to have a new one out starting on Sunday. Parents, I'd love to hear from you. You can let us know how many kids in your home are listening and how old are they? What fun things are they learning? And send your answers in to seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Let's have prayer. Dear Jesus, we want to thank you for making the lions, and we thank you that you protect us from them. Thank you that in heaven we don't have to ever be afraid, because all the lions will be kind and good, just like you wanted them to be. Stay in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us for our closing song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
Trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the faith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.